From Devon Funds Management, Tuesday morning. Greg, welcome to it. How are you?
Morning to you, Mike. Good, thank you.
2.7. You happy with that?
Yeah, you're pretty happy with that. Obviously, softer than expected. It's in line with RBNZ's forecast in the May MPS. So, yeah, obviously, you know, you talk about the challenges our economy is facing. You're quite right. So it shouldn't stop them from cutting rates next month, particularly, as you say as well, a lot of the stuff driving inflation won't actually be influenced by OCR changes. So let's look at a few of the highlights. Rates contribute 13% of the annual inflation rates. They were 12.2%, so know about that. But other stuff is softening. Petrol prices down 8%. Rent, yeah, that's been obviously a bone of contention. That 3.2% rise is the smallest annual increase in 4 years, and that's 11% of the CPI. So, you know, Wellington's soft, we know that, but so is Auckland. And, you know, net migration is obviously a factor. Non-tradables, still quite high, but that's the lowest since 2021 at 3.7%. And you look at the quarterly figures as well, Mike. So, yeah, they were lower than expected. 0.5%, that was down from 0.9% in June. Food, 19% of the CPI, that was the biggest contributor. 10% increase in veggies, we've talked about that, food prices. But, yeah, people, it'd be nice if people, we got charged less, of course, for our broccoli, but, you know, people still have to eat, whether we cut the OCR or not. Energy prices, that was 25% of the rise, but, you know, people still have to keep the lights on either way. And meanwhile, obviously, we're in the worst downturn since the GFC, and that's bringing some deflationary pressures. So, cost of building a new home, that is 0.1%. Annual increase there is the smallest since 2009. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff we just can't control. Actually, an interesting one I thought as well was cultural services. That's 26% of the rise in the CPI, and there was a 10% lift in streaming subscription prices. So, you know, I think people are still going to tune into Netflix whether we cut the OCR or not as well. So I think we're getting another rate cut next month, and there's going to be extra spice because the Aussies go the week before, and given their weak job numbers last week, that'll probably provide a bit of added pressure.
Okay, the US, what are we? I looked at Verizon, they were good. Domino's, yeah, were good. Everyone's good.
Everyone's pretty good, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, tech's leading the way in terms of S&P hitting a record high, but we've had some good results. So Verizon, obviously a big telco, 5% increase in revenue, $34.5 billion. That was ahead of estimates, as was net income of $5.1 billion. They're doing better from their higher price plans. They lifted broadband subscribers 12% to 12.9 million, so that was going pretty well. They lifted their annual profit forecast, also getting a bit of a help from Trump, actually. So this new tax law, which allows the write-offs of certain equipment, that is expected to boost cash flows for Verizon by as much as $2 billion this year. So that's helping out. And yeah, also had a good result from Domino's Pizza as well. Same-store sales growth of 3.4%. That was ahead of estimates of 2%. Number of sort of, I suppose it's still pretty competitive in the pizza market over there, but they are continuing to open stores and their first ever stuffed crust pizza. And how about this, Mike? Parmesan pizza went pretty well, and that's been a big hit. And they're really targeting low-income customers amidst cost of living pressures. They had this $9.99 best deal ever. That sat pretty well. They missed expectations slightly on earnings, but they took a $27 million charge from a China licensee. Revenues are $1.15 billion. They were in line with estimates. They also reckon the rollout on DoorDash, a platform twice the size of Uber for pizza sales, will be a major growth driver. So okay, you can imagine that as well.
Right. And how did Ryanair did well as well, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they've done well as well in Europe. So their shares are up 5%, up nearly 30% year-to-date, and up over 75% over the past 12 months. So they had a result overnight as well. So first quarter profits, they more than doubled. Airfares are rising. Profit, 820 million euros in the quarter. That was up from 360 million a year ago. Timing of Easter helped, but also higher prices. Passenger numbers, they rose. Revenue soared 20%. That was a pretty good story. And I suppose speaking to the sort of the low-cost model, they get a lot of their revenues from ancillary stuff or charging for seat selection, food, drink, and additional baggage. Just by the by, they've also been making a bit of news for paying bonuses to staff who catch passengers not able to fit their hand luggage on. So staff actually gets, they're charged 75 euros a time, and staff are getting a dollar or 1.50 euro of this. So they stand by that policy. Mm-hmm. They're going pretty well. There's lots of competition in the low-cost space, but they're taking market share by light. They did make a point about the Boeing deliveries, how that was a bit of a constraint. I guess that's affecting the airline sector generally. They've actually threatened to cancel their orders for Boeing planes. worth more than $30 billion, depending on what tariffs do. And we know Trump is maintaining his tariffs, obviously, on a lot of sectors. So the issue for Ryanair is that they haven't really got anywhere else to turn.
Exactly.
So Chinese plane maker Comac, that's not certified. And Boeing's main rival, Airbus, they reckon they're sold out of planes for the rest of the decade.
Unreal. What are the numbers?
So the Dow is up 0.5%, 44,559. S&P 500 is up 0.6%. NASDAQ up 0.7%. S&P 500, record high, by the way. FTSE 100 up 0.2%. Nikkei down 0.2%. ASX 200 down 1%, 8,668. We had a positive session. NZX 50 up 0.6%, 12,961. Gold up $45, $3,394 US an ounce. Oil down 12 cents, 67.22 a barrel. And the currencies, the Kiwi was higher against the US, 59.8. Flat against Aussie, 91.6. British pound, we were down 0.4%, 44.3. And we were down 0.9% against the Japanese yen, 88 even.
All right, mate, you have a good day. Catch up tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management with us this morning.